You're listening to episode 45 of the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, In Defense of Zionism, Hagee's Mandate for Supporting Israel, by Kenneth L. Gentry, Jr. This book review first appeared in the print edition of the Christian Research Journal, Volume 31, Number 4, 2008. The Christian Research Journal Reads podcast presents audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. To read the full text of this article along with its documentation, please go to equip.org. That's EQUIP.org.
In Defense of Zionism, Hagee's Mandate for Supporting Israel, by Kenneth L. Gentry, Jr., read by Christina Wintersteller. John Hagee is a New York Times best-selling author, prominent televangelist on Trinity Broadcasting Network, and pastor of the 19,000-member Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. In his latest book, he argues that Christians are obligated to support the political state of Israel, pages 84 through 85. He demands that we support Israel in anything it does, because we as Christians have, quote, a biblical mandate to stand in absolute solidarity with Israel, unquote, page 84. His book, In Defense of Israel, is virtually a hagiography or overly idealizing presentation of Jews and Judaism that borders on Judeolatry. Hagee rebukes Christianity for anti-Semitism while he himself extols Judaism, declaring Jerusalem his, quote, spiritual home, unquote, page 12, speaking of Jews as his, quote, spiritual brothers, unquote, pages 36, 173, even worshiping with them, page 144, and stating that they are, quote, quite literally God's children, unquote, page 51, whom, quote, we are commanded to love unconditionally, unquote, page 2. In Defense of Israel is a study in relentless confusion and massive inaccuracy, containing nearly as many errors as pages. The following addresses the most glaring of these. Hagee's historical confusion. He states that Acts 11:26 occurred, quote, 40 years after the crucifixion, unquote, page 93, around AD 70, but it actually occurred in the early 40s during, quote, the reign of Claudius, unquote, according to Acts 11:28. He states that Jesus went to his first Passover, quote, at the end of his 12th year, unquote, page 95, but instead he did so, quote, when he became 12, unquote, Luke 2:42. He thinks Paul, quote, wrote most of the New Testament, unquote, page 98, although Luke did, in terms of volume, writing 25% of it. Hagee believes, incredibly, that as a child Jesus studied the Mishnah, a collection of Jewish traditions and scriptural interpretations, and the rest of the Talmud, page 96. The Mishnah was compiled around AD 200, however, and the Talmud 200 years later. On page 97, he speaks of, quote, the creation of the world in 7 days, unquote, whereas it happened in 6 days, Genesis 1, Exodus 20, 11, 31, 17. He states that Caiaphas, quote, was appointed by Herod, unquote, page 127, but he was appointed by Valerius Gratus more than 20 years after Herod died. Hagee's theological errors. Hagee also appears to have some theological confusion. For example, he confuses the virgin birth with the Immaculate Conception of Mary, page 93. This leads to serious doctrinal errors, which I list below. 1. Hagee claims that Jesus did not come to be the Messiah. He writes, quote, not one verse of Scripture in the New Testament says Jesus came to be the Messiah, unquote, page 136. Compare 137, 140, 145. Jesus is called, quote, Christ, unquote, Messiah, throughout the New Testament, however. Peter declares, quote, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, unquote, Matthew 16, 15 through 16. As do Martha, John 11:27, and Jesus himself, John 10:24 through 25. And John writes his gospel, quote, "that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ," unquote, John 20:30 through 31. In Matthew 26:63 through 64, the high priest demands, quote, "tell us whether you are the Christ," unquote. Jesus responds, quote, "you have said it yourself," unquote. Also, Paul said about, quote, "confounding the Jews who lived at Damascus by proving that this Jesus is the Christ," unquote, Acts 9:22. 2. Hagee maintains that, quote, "the Jews did not reject Jesus as Messiah," unquote, page 132, since, quote, "Jesus had to live to be the Messiah," unquote, page 135. Early in John's Gospel, however, we read that, quote, "he came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him," unquote, John 1:11. At the end of his ministry, Jesus weeps, quote, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together, and you were unwilling," unquote, Matthew 23:37. Clearly, then, Hagee is wrong for declaring that the Jews did not reject Jesus. Furthermore, Christ did come to die, for Paul busied himself, quote, "explaining and giving evidence that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, this Jesus, whom I am proclaiming to you, is the Christ," unquote. Acts 17:3. Compare 3:18, 26:23. 3. Hagee teaches that the Jews did not kill Jesus. He vigorously argues that this is, quote, "one of those deadly New Testament myths," unquote, and that, quote, "no justification can be found in the New Testament to support this lie," unquote. Page 125, compare 122. Peter, however, preaches, quote, "Men of Israel, this man, delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death," unquote. Acts 2:22-23. Stephen declares that the same Jews were the, quote, "betrayers and murderers," unquote, of, quote, "the righteous one," unquote. Acts 7:52. Paul charges that, quote, "the Jews both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets," unquote. 1 Thessalonians 2:15. See also Acts 2:36, 3:13-15, 4:10, 5:28, 30, 10:39, 13:27-29, 26:10. 4. Hagee argues that, quote, "the old covenant is not dead," unquote, page 158. Paul, however, writes that the old covenant's glory was fading even when Moses gave it, 2 Corinthians 3:7, 13. And, quote, "has no glory because of the glory that surpasses it," unquote, in the new covenant, 2 Corinthians 3:10. Hebrews 8:13 thus notes that, quote, "when he said, a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete, but whatever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear," unquote. Lamentably, the fact that Hagee is a best-selling author reminds us anew that, as God proclaimed, quote, "my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," unquote. Hosea 4:6.
Thank you for listening to another episode from the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, which provides audio articles of Christian Research Journal articles. If you go to equip.org, you will find a brand new article for the Christian Research Journal published weekly. In addition, please subscribe to our other podcasts. Wherever you find your favorite podcasts, you will find the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, the Postmodern Realities podcast, which features interviews with Christian Research Journal authors, our flagship podcast, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Hank Unplugged podcast, where CRI President Hank Hanegraaff takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in in-depth, free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting and informative people on the planet. At equip.org, you will also find a lot of resources to equip you, including many thousands of Christian Research Journal articles. That's EQUIP.org.